Welcome into week number four of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. It's the regular crew with you here today, Doug Leonard, Jim Field, Matt Mullenix, and myself, Chris Parks. We'll get to eight area high school football games we'll pick for you once again here this week. We want to thank the folks at Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates for bringing you Who's Gonna Win. We'll get to our results from last week and our first couple of picks after we hear this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back now on Who's Going to Win, and let's take a look at our sheet from last week. And again, program has the wrong name because we know who's going to lose. We didn't do very well last week, as it turned out. Doug had an okay week. He did have a winning record. He went 5-3. And then it was Matt at 4-4. So, you know, that happens once in a while. But then here come myself and Jim bringing up the rear with a 3-5 week last week. So kind of a mixed bag here for you. Let's take a look at how it happened. Our first game was Exira EHK on the road at Sydney. And Sydney pulled away. They scored all the points in the second half pretty much to win that one. 61-25 the final there. That was a winner for Matt. The rest of us were wrong. We took Sparty on the road. Also, it was Griswold absolutely running away from Riverside. 74-14 the final there. That was a winner for Doug and Jim, and that was incorrect for myself and Matt. Certainly didn't see that one getting that out of hand. Also, it was Southwest Valley picking up a nice win at home over Earlham. 38-15 the final there. Doug was the only one that knew that the Timberwolves were going to pick up a victory, so he got that one right. Also, it was Missouri Valley taking care of ACGC at home, 42-6. We were all correct on that one. IKM Manning held off OABCIG 21-13, and that was a winner for myself and for Matt. Jim and Doug had the Falcons in that one. Also, Harlan picked up a home win, 42-7 over Creston Orient Maxburg. That was another limb picker there for Doug, as he had Harlan. The rest of us had the Panthers. Also, Glenwood edged out Carroll, 13-12, a late score there to help them get that win as the Rams win it. We all had the Rams, so that turned out okay. And Atlantic loses a close one in a heartbreaker, 31-28. Denison Schleswig won it over the Trojans. We all had the Trojans, so we all got that one incorrect. And then our, of course, tiebreak game here every year, turns out it was a stalemate after a full game of football. But Iowa picks up the overtime victory. Sometimes best team doesn't win. Just how it works out. 44-41 was the final score there as Iowa picks up the win. And, of course, lots of points. So that will be a nice tiebreaker for Jim. He's got the upper hand in that one, having Iowa in 60 points.
Sheesh.
And Matt, Iowa with 38 points. So that's how that all shakes out there for you.
So I'm guaranteed to break the tie for last place, so I won't finish last this year if Matt and I tie for the bottom. Is that what you're saying?
It's good news for you.
Hey, there you go. I got that going for me.
We're all real close now because we've all kind of come together here. We've got a couple of pickers here at 16-8. That would be myself and Doug, and then 15-9 for Matt and Jim. So we're all within a game here as we head into week number four. So lots to still be decided here on this program, that's for sure.
This is like the National League Central.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, all you got to do is finish first.
You got to finish first. That's right.
Let's start off here. We're taking a look at eight-man football. We've got one eight-man football game on the sheet again here for you this week, and it's the Sydney Cowboys going on the road to take on the Fremont Mills Knights. They don't have to travel far, and this turns out to could be a really important game here in this district. It's going to be awfully interesting to see how it plays out. Doug is our current resident top picker. So I guess you get first look at this.
Well, I guess one out of 10 weeks maybe might not be bad.
Had to pick something. Might as well pick the top. Huh?
Yeah, right. Sydney is sitting there with a perfect record, 3-0. So they're enjoying the season so far. A lot of their offense, it looks like, according to Quick Stats at least, runs through their running back, Bryson Duncan, about 500 yards on the ground and 8 touchdowns. So definitely a rushing attack for the Cowboys. Fremont Mills kind of was thinking maybe it was going to be a little bit of a rebound year for them, but they're sitting at 2-1 and at home this week. But I, you know, the Cowboys burned me with the Spartans, so I'm going to take them again this week.
All right, so that's 1-4 Sydney on the road. Jim?
Yeah, just kind of looking through some of the early games. Sydney's not they haven't really coasted to victories. They've got some solid wins. They played some decent competition here early. Fremont Mills, as near as I can figure, they only played one decent team in Stanton and lost to them. So even though it's on the road, I'm going to take Sydney to win this one.
All right, that's 2 for Sydney. Matt?
Well, I'm looking for Fremont Mills to bounce back after a loss last week against Stanton. I think they've got the home field advantage. They came in as a highly touted team, but I'm going to go with Fremont Mills at home.
All right, so he's going to take the Knights there. This is an interesting game. You already mentioned Bryson Duncan. Cameron Whitehead's having a pretty good season at quarterback for Sydney as well. Sounds like they've got a pretty good guy up front. Their line is pretty tough.
But
for Fremont Mills, the first couple of weeks they were missing some key players. Blake Hurley played last week. He played last week against East Mills, and he had 5 tackles for loss in that game, so certainly was an impact player. They still are without their best running back, though. Jagger Powers has not played yet here this season, so going to be interesting to see when and if he's able to come back. I don't know that. So if he's back, I think that gives him a strong chance to win this game. I think he may be. I don't know that for sure. So I'm going to go with the home team, too. I think Fremont Mills is going to shake things up here in this district and have a nice bounce-back win here. So I'm going to take the Knights.
You know, when I thought home field advantage here in this game, I was thinking Fremont Mills. I wasn't thinking Chris Parks because he's got all this inside knowledge from a kin down there in Mills County.
Hey, just use the information that came to me. You know? But he played last week, though. He played last week, the guy I was talking about. So, and they got a nice win over East Mills last week in pretty big fashion. So I think that was kind of their turning point for them.
Really going to be sad for you when they lose.
They could. They could. Yeah. This is going to be a good game, I think. Next one on the sheet, we're going to go to Class A District 7. And this is a matchup of two struggling programs. Riverside goes on the road to take on Nottoway Valley. And Jim, see if you can sort this out.
That's pretty simple stuff on this one, I think. A lot of these are coin flips for me, but that, you know, Nottoway Valley hasn't even shown the ability to put points on the board hardly at all yet this year. Riverside's actually put some points on the board. Even in their losses, they put some decent numbers up on the board, and at least they've won a game and shown the ability to score. So I'm going to go with Riverside on the road.
All right, so that's 1 for the Bulldogs. Matt?
I'm going to go with Riverside as well. Like you said, they've put some points up on the board. Nottoway Valley is struggling with just even some numbers with participation out there. So with that, I think Riverside.
All right, a couple for Riverside. When I saw that score building up last week against Griswold, I thought, geez, did the quarterback get hurt for Riverside because he's pretty much all they have? Well, that was the case. He didn't play most of that game. It sounds like he's okay, though, at the end. He was up running around or walking around with ice on his knee. So hopefully he's back, and that will give them an opportunity to still put up some offense. As Jim alluded to, Nottoway Valley really hasn't been able to do that. They have played some tough competition, so I'm going to give them that. But I'm going to take Riverside here in a close edge here on the road. Doug.
Limmer. I think you stole my thunder there, Chris. Oh. I was going to mention that, you know, Nottoway Valley has played, only averaging about 7 points a game, but they played Mount Air, I-35 Truro, and St. Albert. So the competition has not been too easy for them. So I'm sure they view this as an opportunity to get a win at home, and I'm going to take a Limmer pick.
All right. It worked out well for you last week.
Well, so try
there's
again.
There's one to start off. All right, that's a couple picks in. We'll take a break here, and we'll come back and take a look at some more 11-man football. This is Who's Gonna Win here on KJN.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we take a look at some more picks here on our sheet. We're gonna stay in Class A District 7 here for our next game. This is gonna be our broadcast game here tonight as the Griswold Tigers host the Southwest Valley Timberwolves. And Matt's gonna get first look here at this one.
Okay. Well, impressive win by both teams last week, actually. Griswold right in the ship there and coming out with a big victory, predominantly on the ground, just literally running over Riverside. And Southwest Valley, who came up with a nice win over Earlham last week. So I was a little surprised with that. So with that, I think Southwest Valley, I like the schedule they've played so far. I think that was a big win over Earlham. So I'm looking for the Timberwolves in there to, you know what you called them there,
yeah.
to come
yeah.
up with a victory on the road.
All right, so that's one for Southwest Valley. I'm going to make it two. Yeah, I like the wins that they've had. That's a good win they had against Mount Air, nice tester for them, and then the last week against Earlham. Chance Cobb's a really dynamic player for them at quarterback, can do some things through the air and on the ground. Griswold, of course, much more of a one-dimensional team. They're going to keep it on the ground. Sometimes that's been very successful for them, but I think it's going to be tough here against this tough Southwest Valley team. So I'm going to go with the Timberwolves. Doug?
Well, I'm going to make it three. You know, Griswold has a chance maybe to get a little winning streak going this week and playing at home. If they can control the ball, keep it away from Southwest Valley, they might have a chance with that. But I think I'm going to go with the Wolves as well.
All right. That's three for Southwest Valley. Jim?
Yeah, some impressive ground numbers last week from both these teams. Four guys with 100-plus yards rushing for Griswold, but they did it against Riverside. Southwest Valley, three guys with 100-plus yards rushing against Earlham. Southwest Valley also has a size advantage in this ball game too. Size matters. I'm going to take Southwest Valley.
All right, it's a clean sweep for Southwest Valley across the board in that one. And once again, that will be our broadcast game here tonight coming up. Mike Smith will join me for that broadcast with kickoff at 7. Also, our next game on the sheet is Class 1A District 7, and it will be AHSTW going on the road to take on ACGC. And I guess I get first crack here at this one. The Vikings off to a good start, 3-0 here so far on the year. RJ Harris, obviously a talented athlete. He can do a number of things for them from that quarterback spot. Gabe Pauly's had a pretty good run here on the ground so far this year. ACGC, most of their success has come on the ground as well, but this is a tough team they're going to run up against. I like HSTW here in this one. Doug?
Yeah, I got to agree. For ACGC, the points have been at a premium this year. They have not been able to generate a lot of offense, haven't scored a lot of touchdowns. Three of the touchdowns they have scored, at least, have been either defense or special teams. So need to get that offense clicking a little bit better, but I'm going to go with HSTW.
All right, it's two for the Vikings. Jim?
Three. HSTW, anything that, you know, ACGC, it's going to take exceptional effort for them to be able to pull another win out of this schedule this year. So it's not going to happen this week.
All right, that's three for the Vikings. Matt?
Okay, I'll go with HSTW then as well.
All right, clean sweep across the board. We'll keep it easy on that one. We're going to stay in the same district here for our next game as IKM Manning goes on the road to take on Logan Magnolia, kind of an early season showdown here. Doug, what do you think?
Yeah, this would be a fun game to watch. IKM Manning is led by Stephen Grimm at running back. He's been a workhorse for him. You know, they both sport 2-1 records. You know, after that first week where they got blown out by St. Albert, I think they probably were questioning
maybe a little bit what their season might hold for them. But they've rebounded pretty nicely against maybe not quite as good a competition week two and week three. But being at home, I'm going to take Loma.
All right, that's one for the Panthers. Jim.
I'm going the other direction. I think IKM Manning has played a little bit better schedule so far this year, and I think they've been fairly solid these last few weeks. I'm going to take the Wolves on the road here in this one.
All right, that's one for IKM Manning. We split it up. Matt?
Well, I'm going to go with the Loma Panthers as well. I think they knew that first game was going to be awfully tough. They bounced back pretty nicely, and I think they're going. They're awfully tough to beat at home, and so that's why I'm going to go with them.
All right, that's two there for Logan Magnolia. This is a fun game here early in the season. Logan Magnolia, Colby Morrison has done kind of enough at the quarterback spot for them. Jessup Lake has been their star at running back so far. Noted they have five takeaways on the season so far here through three games. It's also been helping out their cause. But what's interesting is you look at IKM Manning, and their defense is pretty tough too. They've got six players already over double digits in tackles, so kind of doing that team gang tackling kind of effort out there. Jared Johnson's been a really good player for them at quarterback. Hasn't been super efficient here this year. He has turned the ball over a few times. This is tough. If this was at home, I would take IKM Manning, but on the road, I think it makes it a little bit tougher. I'm going to give a slight edge here to Logan Magnolia, but it's tough to tell because both of their losses have come to really good teams. IKM Manning lost to South Central Calhoun, and you mentioned the Logan Magnolia loss to St. Albert. This will be a fun one to keep an eye on. All right, so that's three there for Logan Magnolia. We're leaving Jim out on a limb. Let's go to Class 3A District 7. We've got three games in this district again for you here this week. And after the last week, makes things a little bit more interesting, I think. Denison Schleswig, and this game goes on the road to take on Creston Orient Maxburg. Let down for the Panthers last week. Are they able to bounce back this week? Jim.
No. No. I took Creston last week. And I think they were the better ball club coming into that game last week over Harlan. But do I even have to mention? I mean, there's so much distraction there that's not even funny. I mean, how do you focus on anything else? I mean, you got knotheads that do stupid things. And it's no. Denison's the less distracted team. I think Denison's good enough to win this week on the road. So I'm taking Denison.
All right. That's one for Denison Schleswig. Matt?
I think the distraction was last week. That's as far as the football team. There's not going to be the cameras and the media and the stuff like that this week. They're at home, so I'm going to go with Creston. They're, I think, coming into the season, they've got a nice line up front. Put three of their five starters back from last year. Smallwood back there, he controls the game pretty good. So I'm going to go with Creston at home. I think they're better. But Denison was a very tough defense last week, but I think Creston is just going to be that much better.
All right, so that's one for Creston. Back at home, I like the opportunity for Creston to bounce back, kind of, refocus, recenter themselves a little bit. I was impressed with Innocent Schleswig. Drew Polson at quarterback, I think, is maybe a little bit better than I expected him to be from the numbers going into that game against Atlantic. He had some nice throws, and he's a big kid that can manage the game pretty well. Denison does have a number of, seems like, guys that they want to get the ball to, so that does make it a little bit more difficult to prepare against them. But I agree with Matt. I think coming into the year, you knew that Creston had the guys up front to try to get it done, and I think they'll get it recentered here this week and win this one. But it could be an interesting game. Doug, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. This is a tough one. I saw Denison play last week as well, and I was impressed with what they did. Their defense was a little unique. They would jump around different gaps, and I don't know whether there was really much of a plan as far as where they were going to rush. Atlantic kind of struggled with that a bit. The thing that Creston has, I think, going for them is the ability to run the ball out of the backfield with their running back, Mitchell Swank, but then also Smallwood has some good speed as well and has shown the ability to run the ball. And being back at home again, I think, the community is going to turn out and try to get some of those bad feelings put behind them a little bit as far as the distractions they had last week. So I think it's going to be a good ball game, and I wouldn't be surprised if Denison wins, but I just got to take the odds and say Creston.
All right. So that's three there for the Panthers. We're leaving Jim out on a limb. Got a couple more picks here left on our sheet, so we will get to those after we hear this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's head to our final couple of picks here on the sheet, and we will take a look at a pretty good one here on tap in Class 3A District 7 as Harlan goes on the road to take on Glenwood, probably the two teams at this point that you would expect to be at the top of the district. And Matt, who's going to be able to edge out here?
Yeah, Harlan starts their season off pretty tough last week with Creston and this week with Glenwood. And so, you know, you might be looking at the game right here, you know, that could decide who's going to come out on top of this district this year. And so I think, you know, Harlan, for his, you know, they've got Foss in there. He's scored 8 rushing touchdowns. But for as good as their offense may be, I think their defense is the most important part. And that's the thing that they changed from last year or improved on from last year. You know, there were so many games where they were maybe getting beat or possibly even won a few games where they gave up a lot of points. You know, they lost a lot of games, a lot of points, and so they've got that kind of corrected. You know, last week against Creston, only giving up 7 points. Even Lewis Central, you know, they were able to kind of bottleneck Max Dugan and Lewis Central there, you know, even though they lost, but they still gave them fits in there. So it's their defense that has really picked it up this year. So with that being said, Glenwood's had some really slow starts their last two games. If they start slow against Harlan, you know, they're going to have to struggle to come back. So I'm going to go with Harlan on the road.
All right, that's 1-4 Harlan. Yeah, it's. I think this is kind of interesting which team figures out how to slow down that one guy that's the go-to man on offense, because you look at Harlan, it's Nick Foss. He's been getting the job done for them from that running back spot, and of course they've had to kind of mix it up at quarterback trying to figure out who they're going to put there. They've changed it up every week here so far. Glenwood, on the other hand, it is their quarterback, Andrew Bloom. As he goes, they go. He's been their threat, not only passing, but the top runner as well. So it's kind of tough, I think, when he's trying to do a lot. But, you know, they were able to edge out that win last week, even though they struggled against Carroll. I think that was kind of one of those games that helped them build some confidence. You maybe not play your best, but still find a way to get a win in the district. And I think they've gotten over the Harlan mental aspect of it. They did that last year. I think I'm going to take Glenwood here at home. It's going to be a good game, but I think the Rams are going to find a way to get it done. Doug.
Another good game that would be great to watch. You know, Glenwood, I don't know what's going on with the offense there. I mean, they, like Matt said, the second week they came from behind. Last week they scored 13 points in the fourth quarter to win 13-12, I think. So Harlan really impressed me. I was surprised what they did with Creston, again, with the distractions that Creston was having. But as Matt mentioned, the defense has been outstanding. You know, and you just put the ball in the hands of Foss. I don't necessarily know that it really matters who's quarterbacking. You know, you got the big boys up front, and give Foss the ball and don't let Glenwood have it. And then your defense shuts them down. I'm going to take Harlan on the road too.
All right, that's 2 for Harlan. Jim.
Well, okay, if Glenwood's defense is listening to me, and they should, quite frankly. His name's Nick Foss. You might want to find him and keep a couple of guys on him, because every time he touched the ball last week, he was running for big yards and getting into the end zone quite a bit, all right? If you can do that, you got yourself an opportunity. And I don't know what happened with Bloom last week. He was kind of half invisible, but fix it. Mm-hmm. Fix it ASAP. If they're going to fix it, this is the time to do it at home. I'm a little nervous about this, but I'm going to go with Glenwood at home. That's what I had noted here before we got in this room to record today, and I was changing my mind as it went on, and if you gave me another 30 seconds to talk about it, I'd probably change my mind. But all right, I'll put Glenwood down.
All right, so we split it up both ways. It's going to be a fun game to keep tabs on here tonight, that's for sure. We'll stay in Class 3A District 7 here for our final pick, as Atlantic is back home this week to host Winterset. And Winterset was a team that picked up a win last week pretty impressively over ADM. I guess I get first crack here at this one. I felt good about a lot of the things that Atlantic did last week, but of course there's a lot of things you can take away from that game and think that we got a long ways to go too. We've got a lot to work on. In certain key situations, it just seemed like you needed that one extra play or that one guy to step up and make something happen, and it just didn't happen for Atlantic there at the end of the game. They had multiple opportunities to put it away and give themselves the win, but just couldn't get it done. Of course, it's tough to do that on the road, too. I think coming back home is going to help. Casey Claymire's a really good player for Winterset. He's been able to put it up in the air quite a bit so far this year. So I think the Atlantic secondary is going to be tested even a little bit more here this week, even though Dennison did have a couple of nice long throws. But I like Atlantic's players that they have in that situation. So I think they're going to be able to bounce back and try to stymie some of that passing game attack and make Winterset hopefully a little bit more one-dimensional. And I'm going to take the Trojans here in what should be another good game. Doug.
Well, I've been impressed by the Huskies' schedule so far. You know, they're 2-1. They did lose to a Norwalk team that looks like they're a pretty good ball club, and beat Bondurant Farrar, which if you look at the scores from their other games, seems like be a pretty competitive team. Atlantic had a lot of things, has a lot of things, I think, this week to improve on. They looked good in the first couple weeks. That was a little bit of the competition. I think Dennison came out and kind of got their attention, after the first series. And, I think there's things that, some all around that can be improved from the top to the bottom there for the Trojans. But I do think the talent is there, and I think it was one of those games that maybe is kind of a slap in the face to reality. You've got to come out and play hard every series and do the right thing. So I think the skill positions are there for Atlantic, and the line's going to start gelling, and I'm going to take the Trojans at home.
All right, so that's two for Atlantic. Jim.
Okay. Winterset slings the ball around a little bit. I was kind of amazed last week. I was looking. They had 8 different guys run the ball. 9 different guys catch a pass. Yeah. I don't know if that's depth or we don't have anybody really good, so we have to spread it around kind of a thing. But and talk about splitting it up. 481 passing yards this year, 483 rushing yards. It's just about as close as you can get. But they like to sling the ball around a little bit, and I think Atlantic's pass defense typically is pretty good. I know a couple things got away from them last week, but last week it was kind of like they beat Dennison. It was one kid that beat Atlantic, at least down the stretch it seemed that way. We just couldn't get out of his way, or he couldn't get out of our way. I'm going to give Atlantic the chance here to win this ball game. Winterset has been one of those teams that's just confounded us over the last 8 or 10 years. There have been times we've been the better team, and we just don't go in there and win ball games. So maybe this is the equalizer. I'm going to take Atlantic.
All right, that's 3 for the Trojans. Matt.
Yeah, I kind of know the same thing there that Jim pointed out with the passing game. Winterset, on the season, they've got 14 players that have at least a catch. Mm-hmm. So it's a long list of receivers out there. They're going to run out of that wishbone offense quite a bit, as much as they can. Then they're going to come out in a little spread, and they're going to try to get their quarterback, Kleemeyer, with a little option off the edge. I think that plays right into our defense. So we've got some good speed linebackers out there. Coming off the edges and stuff like that. So I think defensively they kind of play into us there. So offensively for Atlantic, I think I think they'll be able to get things going. Even in the loss, they were able to still put up some decent numbers. I'd like to see Atlantic maybe run the ball a little better, get it to the edge a little bit more, sweeps, some of that stuff. And kind of that, that'll help the running game as far as opening up that middle and some of those blitzes coming in there. So we'll see what can be done. Other thing to note, September 12th of 2014 was the last time the Atlantics won a district game. And so I think tonight's the night that they'll get it accomplished and get back on the winning track as far as a district victory. So,
all right, yeah, try to get off that schneid.
Yeah, 3 years.
Yeah, excellent. You're awfully close. Last
your week. Research staff is way better than mine.
You got the Schwab working for you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Trojans across the board in that last pick here for us. So that's going to wind things down here for our picks this week. Stay tuned. We'll have Class A District 7 football on the way here for you. The Southwest Valley goes on the road to take on Griswold. Mike Smith will be joining me here for the pregame broadcast here shortly, and we'll get kickoff going at 7 o'clock. That's week number 4 on Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.